33-yard line of Wisconsin. Getting in there defensively for Alabama, QB Reese, redshirt freshman. Actually, the mark of the 44, second down and 7.
And it's nice to see Cade, you know, get some touches here. It was a lot of talk about that kind of that three-headed monster that we're looking at running back. And, you know, unfortunately, in these first 3 weeks, we haven't really unleashed that yet.
Just haven't had a ton of space, right? And second down, Grant Steck, the tight end, motions, lines up slot to the left. Kekahuna motions, he'll give it to him, end around. Tretch Kekahuna off the left side, and he is stoned. Xavier Mincy was right there at the 44-yard line. Third down and 7 for Wisconsin.
You know, and you could see coming into the game today, Grimes was really focusing on spreading the field, making Alabama cover 53 in a third. You know, the whole width of the field. And I'll say I think Alabama's done a very good job of doing that.
They really have. Be a big one with Georgia for the Tide in a couple weeks. Down to 40 seconds and counting remaining. Third and 7 for the Badgers at their 44-yard line. Kekahuna motions left to right. O'Neal in the shotgun. Takes the snap. Makes the handoff to Iacomelli. He'll run it. Read it. Kept it. And it was Danny O'Neal across midfield and into Alabama territory for a first down at the 48-yard line.
You got to just love. I don't love the fact he's taking this many hits at the end, especially when we don't know what's going to happen next week, but his toughness and how he is a competitor. You can say a lot of things. He is competing his tail off today, and a nice job there picking up that first down.
Game clock winding down, 4 seconds remaining, and they'll let it run down. This one is over, and Alabama improves to 2-1. The Badgers will dust themselves off and get ready for Big Ten play next Saturday against the Maryland Terrapins. It's over. Here in Tuscaloosa. Final score, Alabama 38, Wisconsin 14. Coming up for our network station, second half break number 9. Second half break number 9. We're back in 1 minute. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Badger fans, when the rules of football change, coaches adjust their playbooks. The same goes for retirement planning. In July, Washington passed what's being called the One Big Beautiful Bill, and the changes could affect when and how you take money out of your accounts. At Drake & Associates, we're here to help you call the right plays. Our Retirement Ready Toolkit includes my book, Get Retirement Ready, plus complimentary guides to help you understand the new rules of the game. Text TAX, that's T-A-X, to 262-578-5657. That's texting TAX to 262-578-5657. Don't get caught off sides when it comes to your retirement future. Drake & Associates, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Advisory services offered through Drake & Associates LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Badger Sports Properties LLC is neither a current client nor an affiliated entity of, nor does it endorse Drake & Associates LLC. The Wisconsin Athletics is a paid sponsorship program.
Well, it was in large part the Ty Simpson show this afternoon. The Alabama quarterback, 24 out of 29, 382 yards and 4 touchdowns as Alabama defeats Wisconsin here this afternoon. Your final score, Alabama 38, Wisconsin 14. We're back with a postgame show brought to you by your local Wisconsin Ford dealers. Back in 3 minutes, this is Badger football from Learfield.
Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese are produced with 4 generations of our family's expertise and commitment. We start with the best dairy farms providing high-quality milk so you can feel good about what you feed your family. Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese, a proud partner of UW Athletics, now available at your local grocer.
If you want to be a running back, there's only one place to go. Running Back U, baby. Right here at Wisconsin, where legendary players and unbeatable records are born. And when you want to defeat cancer, there's only one place to go. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, where our own unbeatable team takes on cancer like no other hospital. From pioneering new treatments to defeating cancers no one else could, right here is where the best of the best come together to change the game. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
You power your day with passion and purpose. It's the same for Alliant Energy. We're modernizing the grid, blending new, renewable, and traditional energy sources to meet growing demand safely and reliably. We're rising to the challenge to meet your energy needs today and for generations to come. Visit AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond to learn more.
quarterback Jordan Love isn't just on the Packers. He's also on the American Family Insurance team. Because like us, he believes in dreaming fearlessly.
Just chase your dreams and don't let nobody hold you back.
And we help protect those dreams with the right coverage so you can
dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Odyssey Greek Yogurt and Feta Cheese are produced with four generations of our family's expertise and commitment. We start with the best dairy farms providing high-quality milk so you can feel good about what you feed your family. Odyssey Greek Yogurt and Feta Cheese, a proud partner of UW Athletics, now available at your local grocer.
All across the Badger State.
All the way! Touchdown, Wisconsin!
This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Does Donald Trump's big bill provide the largest federal spending cut in U.S. history? No. Spending cuts in the bill that Trump signed wouldn't be the largest ever, despite claims by Republican U.S. Representative Scott Fitzgerald. The original House version would have nominally cut over $1.6 trillion over 10 years. The final version cut even less, $1.2 trillion. With $4.5 trillion in tax cuts, the act will increase federal debt by a massive $3.3 trillion over the next decade. Nonpartisan analysts say the plan's cuts would rank behind a 2011 law's $2 trillion in spending cuts. As a percentage of GDP, it doesn't rank in the top 5%. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Learn more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Badger Football has been brought to you by American Family Insurance, making life better by protecting your dreams. SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. And by Case IH. Get in the red zone with Case IH. Visit caseih.com/badgers. Welcome to the Badger Postgame Show.
Back in Tuscaloosa, where Alabama takes down Wisconsin this afternoon, 38-14. The Badgers give up just 72 rushing yards. That's the good news. The bad news is Alabama had an answer. Ty Simpson completes 24 of 29 passes for 382 yards and four touchdowns, while the Badgers manage just 209 yards of offense. Alongside Mark Tauscher, I'm Matt LePay. And we talked about it multiple times, Tausch, the anatomy of an upset is you have to be as clean as possible and get the other guys to make mistakes. But penalties at the worst times for Wisconsin, it was the frustrating part for all concerned. It felt like they never gave themselves much of a chance here today.
They didn't, and there was opportunities, too, early in the game. And I know you're going to say, well, it's 38-14. That pick play that they called early, because Wisconsin's moving it, and then they get stuck in a position, and then you have an interception, and then you have a late hit, and this was one of those games that it was critical to get off to that fast start and put a little doubt in Alabama's head, because there was doubt. I mean, you can say what you want. They won 70-whatever to nothing last week, but there was a little bit of doubt here, and that never really was able to transpire today because Wisconsin made some mistakes early in this football game, and you let them get ahead, and when you let a talented team like this kind of play free, which they did all day, that allowed them to really start rolling. And, you know, unfortunately today, while the run defense was really good, the anatomy of an upset that we kind of discussed in the pregame was your pass rush has been really good the first couple weeks. We needed to put a lot of pressure on Simpson. And to Alabama's offensive line's credit, they held up really well. And when that happened, he got into a rhythm. And that really was the end of any chance for Wisconsin to pull off a big upset.
Yeah, just the one sack, Christian Allegro getting one in the first half. Alabama gets four sacks in the game against a Badgers offensive line. Three guys played center. Jake Renfro, to his everlasting credit, played a whole lot more than we thought. He gave it a go, got dinged up in the first half, came out for the last snap of the half, and then went the distance in the second half. Kerry Kodanko out there briefly in the first half, Ryan Corey as well, and redshirt freshman at right guard, right tackle. And that's where they are. It's not We're not making excuses. We're stating facts. Tausch, in 1997, we saw this. Your guys, you know, like guys like Casey Rabach, Costa, Ferrario, their careers were just starting. Chris McIntosh was a redshirt sophomore, if I remember correctly, that time. And it took a while. It was painful at times. You guys all grew together and then made magic in 98 and 99. So I don't know if that's going to happen this time. I would be all for it.
Yep.
But you go through those very tough growing pains, don't you?
You just can't expect, you know, you throw guys out there and think, and especially you go into an SEC, into SEC country against a really good front, there's going to be some hiccups. And I thought you tried to do some different things with jet sweeps and a lot of lateral things to try and alleviate some of the pressure on those guys. But football still comes down to, can you make plays on third and six plus? And unfortunately today, that Wisconsin continued to put themselves in those positions and worse. And, you know, the old great Brad Childress used to always say, I don't have a lot of play calls for third and 15 plus. There's not a lot of stuff that even the most seasoned teams can do. And when you're a little bit younger, it really puts guys behind the eight ball. And that's where some of the sacks and some of the pressures came from today.
All right. Alabama wins it here this afternoon, 38-4.
Wasn't my best chili there.
That was okay.
Okay.
It was all right. You know, in a tough day. You came through. 38-14, Alabama defeats Wisconsin here this afternoon. We'll continue with our postgame show presented by your local Wisconsin Ford dealers. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Whether you're cleaning up to host a backyard game day party or just powering through your fall projects, you can count on the performance of steel. From blowers to chainsaws, steel tools are built to go the distance. With legendary quality and real dealer support, you'll find the right tool and the right team for every job. Steel, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Jess Sims is always looking to take her performance to the next level.
Palms facing you, then you're going to switch.
You got this, Jess.
We got this.
And she needs her money to work as hard as she does. That's why she uses U.S. Bank Bank Smartly Checking and Savings, which does exactly that, helping her track her spending and grow her money.
The mental work.
Together, we'll achieve more than any of us could alone. That's the power of Jess, and this is the power of us. Visit usbank.com today to get started. Member FDIC, copyright 2025 U.S. Bank.
From Dane to Bull.
He's gone!
And Gordon to Taylor.
Touchdown, Wisconsin!
This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, it might still feel like summer, but we all know how fast Wisconsin weather can turn. Count on the trusted dealers at Bryant Heating and Cooling to do whatever it takes to make sure your furnace is up for the challenge. And act now and score up to $2,600 in federal tax credits on qualifying Bryant systems before they expire at the end of the year. Financing available through participating dealers for qualified buyers. Find your local Bryant dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hey Badger fans, it's college football season and SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of Hail Marys and walk-on heroes. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the action this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin football games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. Let's go Badgers! SeatGeek.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drugged driving and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers WFHR locally grown radio. Our local Wisconsin Ford dealers postgame show continues. Alabama defeats Wisconsin here today, 38-14. Time for a quick glance at KSIH Red Zone Recap. Whether it's in the stadium or your own field, having the right tools makes all the difference. Own your turf with KSIH at KSIH.com/Badgers. Quick look, Badgers didn't get there into the red zone here today. The touchdowns came on a 41-yard connection from Danny O'Neill to Jaden Ballard and a 95-yard kick return. They were on the edge of getting in there, and the Danny O'Neill interception in the third quarter. Alabama ends up 3-for-3 in the red zone here this afternoon. This Case IH Red Zone Recap brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealers. Learn more at KSIH.com/Badgers. We will take another break. The post-game show brought to you by your local Wisconsin Ford dealers continues in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans, it might still feel like summer, but we all know how fast Wisconsin weather can turn. Count on the trusted dealers at Bryant Heating and Cooling to do whatever it takes to make sure your furnace is up for the challenge. And act now and score up to $2,600 in federal tax credits on qualifying Bryant systems before they expire at the end of the year. Financing available through participating dealers for qualified buyers. Find your local Bryant dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Sometimes life's challenges leave you feeling alone. We all need someone who understands and listens without judgment. That's what the 988 Wisconsin Lifeline is for. 988 is free and confidential. Trained counselors are ready to listen and provide support 24/7 for mental health and substance use concerns. You can contact 988 for yourself or for someone you know. Don't wait. Call or text 988 or chat online at 988wisconsin.org. 988 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Few things can match a rockin' fifth quarter after a big Badger victory, but a pre-game tailgate bash at Camp Randall with a grill full of Usinger sausage is awfully close. Hi, this is Robin Yao. A parking lot filled with the delicious aroma of Usinger sausage cooking up on a crisp, cool fall day is a Wisconsin football tradition. Nearly 150 years of making Wisconsin's finest sausage guarantees you've got the best. The elf on the label means quality on your table.
Jump around with the Badgers right here. This is Badger football from Learfield.
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance. From the volleyball court to the hockey rink, every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
Mornings on WFHR.
A crash that covered an interstate in boxes of mozzarella cheese.
Oh, no.
Oh.
So this is one of those things that if it happened in front of me, God help me that there's a rational, smart adult next to me that tells
me, James,
you leave that where it is. You leave that where that is, James. It's free mozzarella. I immediately turn into my father.
Mozzarella gate.
Weekdays from 9 to 11 on WFHR.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers WFHR locally grown radio. Alabama defeats Wisconsin here today, 38-14, as Mike Heller a couple minutes ago caught up with Badgers head coach Luke Fickell.
If there's a recipe to pull an upset, you didn't hit on some of the recipes. You can't make mistakes and do the things on your own. And that kind of haunted you throughout the day?
Yeah. The whole key, I thought, was we had to be a good start. You know, we had to be consistent at what we were doing. And, you know, obviously we couldn't capitalize. We get some stops defensively, you know, on fourth down. And then, you know, we turn the ball over and just the non-complimentary stuff right there in the first half put us in a position, you know, and then we make some, you know, I don't say bonehead mistakes, but, you know, you get a penalty on a third down, we're off the field, and, you know, then that's what's complimentary football is the other way, and they turn it into a touchdown, and, you know, it just, there was a little chink right there that we weren't able to recover, and they exposed us.
Defensively on the ground, you guys held up really well, but their throw game, just almost 400 yards passing, pretty impressive.
Yeah, I mean, Ty Simpson had a day,
yeah,
and that's on us. We did not pressure him. We didn't get him off a spot. We didn't make his life very difficult. And when that's the case and he's throwing to as good a guy as he's got out there, it makes it difficult. And, you know, I think, you know, it starts there with him. And you know, if you can't find a way to get some pressure on the guy, it's really difficult in the back end to stay covered up. And, I mean, we went from man to zone to all different things, and he tore us apart.
What do you think of the play of your quarterback, Nanny O'Neal, today?
I mean, obviously, just, you know, the interceptions stand out, but I think there's a lot of other things, the competitive nature, the things we've asked him to do. He continues to get better. You know, with the younger guys, I think, you know, sometimes you got to grow through some of those pains. But on the road, in a place like this, that's not the recipe to probably to have the success we needed to have.
Luke, when you're picking out bright spots, even though they score on their first offensive play of the second half, you answer with a 95-yard kick return.
Yeah, I guess there's the one bright spot. You know, defensively pride yourself on not giving up big plays, and you come out the start of the second half and something you've, you know, done a few times, and, you know, they take it 90 yards or whatever it was, and on back end of that, then Vinny Anthony takes one, you know, back to the house. So, you know, there's a bright spot there, but that's surely too little too late.
What can you take from this? You're going to begin Big Ten play in a week, and the page has to turn fairly quickly. So what do you take from this, and what do you do starting to get ready?
There's a lot of things that we take from it. I mean, I think that most importantly that we got to find these guys a way to make sure they're staying together. You know, it's frustrating out there, you know, for everybody, for myself and everybody else included. But the season starts now, and that's what, you know, you didn't say that beforehand. You know, you wanted to go out there and, you know, obviously see where you were and test yourself, and we didn't fare as well as we should have and could have. But the truth of the matter is, this is what you got to be ready for this week coming and this mountain that we got to climb in front of us.
Final quick thought: if some would ask about this being a measuring stick game, how do you measure up?
Well, I told them that wherever we are right now, it's not good enough, and that's a better team than we are. That's for sure. My whole focus was, hey, what's it going to be like at the end of the year? What's it going to look like after 8, 9, 10 more games? Are we better than that? Are we better than that team? Would it be a different story? And not that you ever get another opportunity at that, but the truth of the matter is, that's where our focus had to be. There's a commitment level to what we have to be able to do, and we have to make sure that as this thing continues to roll, we are a much better team moving forward.
Luke, thank you. Back.
All right, guys, thank you very much. We'll get Tausch's thoughts on this as we continue, as Alabama wins it 38-14. More of our local Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame shows coming up. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Customize renter's policy with American Family Insurance so you can protect your tandem bike on the go.
Thief!
Oh, he is struggling with that two-seater. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Some exclusions may apply. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
For over 100 years, David Catt has served the hardworking men and women that improve the quality of life in our community. As your local Catt dealer, David Catt provides new and used heavy and compact equipment, power systems, rental, parts, and full service support to those of you getting the job done. You make essential progress possible, and David Catt is honored to support the work you do every day. Visit FabitCatt.com or call your local David Catt store for more information. David Catt is proud to sponsor Badgerland.
Badger football all season long.
All the way! 71 yards!
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real Badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers WFHR locally grown radio. This is our local Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show as Alabama defeats Wisconsin today 38-14. Tosh, we were talking during breaks and a little bit even before or during the broadcast about, I mean, yeah, you wanted to take a good hard swing today. A lot of mistakes, self-inflicted from Wisconsin, disappointing performance, but next week was going to be pretty big anyway. Even Luke Fickell talked about it. The season really starts now as you get ready to start conference play against Maryland.
I can just always remember as a player, you'd get through your non-conference, and if you won three, it was great. And say, well, the season starts. And obviously you come down, play a really tough opponent at their place, and you hope that you're going to find a way to win or keep it really tight. And when things don't go that way, now it is a reset. Regardless of what happened today, it was going to be a reset for the Big Ten season, and that is the goal, because your goals, you know, back in the old days, it was let's get to a Rose Bowl. Now it's find a way to, you know, get yourself in that playoff. And that sounds crazy to even say, but the way you do that is by winning your conference games. And it is going to be a big week. You're going to have a lot of negativity. There's going to, you know, Luke also mentioned keeping guys together. That is the big thing at this point, because you have a disappointing game like this. You're going to have a lot of people from the outside having a lot of questions, and it's going to be that core group in that locker room, those coaches and those players, that are going to have to stick together and come out and put on a really good performance next Saturday against Maryland.
All right, 11 a.m. is the kick. Our coverage will start along the Badger Network stations at 9 o'clock next Saturday morning. Alabama, a winner here this afternoon over the Wisconsin Badgers, 38-14. Stay with us. Still much more to come in our postgame coverage. Bill Schmidt and Lance Allen standing by as the local Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues. They're back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger football from Learfield.
When you're on the move and looking for nonstop college sports action, get the Varsity Network app and take the game with you everywhere. Stream live play-by-play from schools across the country right from your phone, free. Catch hundreds of weekly podcasts, including shows from your favorite teams, all in one place. From football Saturdays to midweek hoops, it's your all-access pass to the college sports world. Whether it's game day or just your daily drive, the Varsity Network app has you covered. Download now and listen live for free on the Varsity Network app.
Every great football team knows the importance of making halftime adjustments. This July, lawmakers passed the One Big Beautiful Bill, and it may mean it's time to adjust your retirement game plan as well. From savings options to required distributions, the second half of your retirement could look different than you expected. That's why we created the Retirement Ready Toolkit. Inside, you'll find my book, Get Retirement Ready, plus complimentary guides to help you prepare. All you need to do is text TAX, T-A-X, to 262-578-5657. That's texting TAX, T-A-X, to 262-578-5657. Make your adjustments now before the clock runs out. Drake & Associates, proud partner Wisconsin Athletics.
Advisory services offered through Drake & Associates, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Badger Sports Properties, LLC, is neither a current client nor an affiliated entity of, nor does it endorse Drake & Associates, LLC. The Wisconsin Athletics is a paid sponsorship program.
Ooh, I love Minnesota.
This is Hero Gravel.
The lamps on bluffs, incredible.
Minnesota is a cyclist dream.
Here's the good part.
Plan your trip at exploreminnesota.com.
That was a fun ride.
What a view!
There's hiking.
I love how pretty all the different colors are layered.
And then there's fall hiking in Minnesota.
That's gorgeous.
Minnesota is a hiker's paradise. Plan your trip at exploreminnesota.com.
Badger football lives here.
Oh my goodness!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
You can't escape a traffic jam. Know what else you can't escape? Seasonal allergies. And you might think you can avoid that coffee stain until... Oh, really? You can't escape a lot of things in life, but you can escape prediabetes. Prediabetes captures 1 in 3 adults. There are usually no signs of prediabetes. In fact, most people don't even know they have it. But with early diagnosis, you can change the outcome and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. Take action by taking the 1-minute risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. You might not be able to escape having this song stuck in your head, but you can escape prediabetes. Go to doihaveprediabetes.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers WFHR locally grown radio.
We continue with the post game brought to you by your local Wisconsin Ford dealers. I'm Bill Schmidt alongside Lance Allen. A disappointing outcome today, albeit somewhat maybe anticipated. Badgers fall today to the 19th-ranked Alabama Crimson Tide, 38-14. And Lance, all was not lost in this game, and I think we made a lot of discussion. You heard Matt and Mark talking about it right there, and Luke mentioned it to Mike. The next season, the Big Ten season starts next week. This was a great opportunity to measure up and try to level up. Sadly, the Badgers don't bring their A game here today when maybe an A++ effort was going to be required. The frustrating part here is that we're sitting here with a loss and a disappointing outclassed one at that. However, very understandable when you look at the process of how we got to the end game here.
Yeah, and you don't want to make excuses on something like this, Billy. Obviously, there's a ton to correct and a ton that went wrong. But you just can't start off. And I think the guys, you know, Matt and Mark did a pretty good job of stressing this, but I think it pays to talk about it again. You got to get off to a good start, and you got to be close to perfect, if not perfect, in order to pull an upset off. And when you have that first drive go wrong because of a pass interference penalty, when you had a first down, it takes some of the wind out of the sails. Mm-hmm. And naturally, Billy, you have that, oh, here we go again mentality, even if, you know, you don't totally see it on the players' faces and see it on their shoulders. And then the next drive, the O'Neal interception, and then the next drive is 6 plays, 2 yards. And as much as we praise the defense, you basically say they're going to be out there for a long time if that pattern continues, and their tongues are going to be dragging on the ground. But then you also can't compound it by the roughing the passer penalty when you would have had that drive snuffed out and things like that. So that's where we're going to focus on today. It was unfortunate that two of their better drives were in the second half when the game was pretty decided. I kind of wrote down, Billy, just food for thought, whatever you want to say, when they were down 35-7, was at that time their longest drive, 10 plays, 54 yards, resulted in the interception, but went 6-0-6, at least they were establishing something. And then the 7-play, 70-yard drive that did result in a touchdown to make it 38-14, but by that point, it was too little, too late.
Yeah, and the result was in hand, and you heard Tausha, I thought, talking about it well into the fourth quarter of, you like to see the compete and the fight factor, and I think that combats some of the pack-it-in mantra or the not-ready-to-play thought.
Let me just turn around on you. Were you a little concerned? We heard Mike Heller
speaking to Luke Fickell, where he's already talking about it's frustrating and we got to stay together. To me, that was, I'll admit, maybe a little bit alarming that, yeah, you got punched in the mouth today, but and you put it wisely, like you have a new season and that's the way you flip the page is, hey, we still have the Big Ten championship and a lot of stuff in the Big Ten because you flipped the page to Maryland, but was it a little concerning? I'm kind of a leading question, but was it a little concerning to you that you heard that?
No, I'd like to hear you say exactly why you kind of maybe think that it is. To me, there's always, when you get slapped in the mouth, there is going to be a galvanizing moment. You have to, and the early tests of adversity coaches kind of hope for, right? Like, you don't want to have a result like this, but you want to be able to see what your team is made of. I don't think it's any more to it than somewhat of a coaching cliche or something you'd hear a lot of times, but there's moments for a program to have a measuring stick time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. And I think we made it kind of a point last week and then throughout the week on our local shows that if you wanted to make this the end result, then I think you made that decision. However, there's so much football left to be played. I think one of the reasons why you saw the decision with Billy Edwards Jr. here today, and I don't know how close he potentially was. We'll hear from him on our local show on Monday, but there's a lot to like still in a disappointing and frustrating result. But it's clear when you throw the ball to the other team, and you mentioned even so on the first drive where the Badgers are going to be inside of Bama territory, maybe the toughest part of the offensive pass interferences, I don't know you needed to do it, right? I think Chris Brooks beat him off the line. So there's always going to be coachable moments, a lot of very coachable moments here today, but a result that is definitely a frustrating one that stings, but one that is a good point to learn from here as there's still 2.5 months left.
And I guess
season.
Just to explain my reason for questioning, Billy, is are you frustrating? I can understand because you wanted to put first you play to win the game, and then you just wanted to have a really good effort. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of us, if we were being realistic, thought going in, okay, it would be an extremely tall task for the Badgers to go into Tuscaloosa and win. Arguably the hardest environment to win at or top five in all of college football.
Definitely one of the biggest ones, no doubt.
I question a little bit was when Luke said, you know, ways to stay together. You hope it's not. I don't think it is. I agree with you. I don't think it's fragmenting. It just was a little bit interesting to me. I liked what Vince Beagle put on X after the game,
my
opinion.
Yeah.
Basically said, ultimately, Luke Fickell or the program or whatever you want to say will be judged by Illinois, Iowa, Minnesota, Michigan, Indiana. And it's true. Like, I think ultimately, how will they compete against the really good teams in the Big Ten? And can they get their so-called signature win against one of those maybe better programs in the Big Ten?
Yeah, no doubt about it. And that's still the elusive part of it. Again, it's a frustrating and disappointing result because the Badgers once again had that opportunity here today, albeit a very, very, very difficult test. You know, prognosticators had the difference at multiple touchdowns. It proved to be that way. But you don't help yourself when you give away opportunities and ultimately not able to be successful on the best drive, the longest drive, the most complimentary drive. Luke Fickell would like that and wanted some more complimentary football. You kept your defense on the sideline. They had been on the field for so long, just unable to cash in with the second Danny O'Neill interception of the day there into the second half, ending maybe the longest and most promising drive before the Ballard touchdown for the Badgers here today. 38-14, the final. Lance Allen's right there. I'm Billy Schmidt. More of the postgame show presented by your local Wisconsin Ford dealers. It continues in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Shop the bins!
Whether you're cheering from the stands at Camp Randall or from the comfort of your home, Piggly Wiggly is proud to stand with the Wisconsin Badgers. We're the local grocer that's been part of Wisconsin game days for generations, stocking everything from brats to chips to cold drinks. Because when it comes to Wisconsin pride, we're all on the same team. Piggly Wiggly, local since forever and proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
Piggly Wiggly, shop the pig!
says, on Wisconsin. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Hi, my name is Chuck Collins. I'm the great-grandson of the meatpacker Oscar Mayer and a member of the Patriotic Millionaires. I'm also the author of a new book, Burned by Billionaires, How Concentrated Wealth and Power Are Ruining Our Lives and Planet. This summer proved to all of us that climate change is real and it is deadly. And I'm here to tell you that a small group of billionaires are making it worse. Did you know that billionaire Jeff Bezos' wife, Lauren Sanchez, emitted more carbon in her 11-minute Blue Origin space flight than the average person emits in a lifetime? Did you know that the average super yacht produces as much carbon emissions as 1,500 regular vehicles? And that private jets emit 10 to 20 times more pollutants per passenger than commercial airplanes? So who should pay for climate change? People like you who recycle and turn off the lights when you leave the room, or billionaires who take joyrides in space? Tax the rich, tax the rich, tax the rich. I'm Chuck Collins. I'm a patriotic millionaire, and I approve this message.
My name is Ariel. When I arrived in the U.S. at 19, I struggled to find job opportunities without my high school diploma. My entire life changed when I took a chance and got my high school diploma at age 22. Everything I have, my education, my career, my marriage, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and my teachers. They were with me every step of the way, helping with my English and math, making sure I push through all the challenges.
Ariel, your success proves that what I'm doing as a teacher has real meaning.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
Education was the key that unlocked all my opportunities.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers WFHR locally grown radio.
Game presented by your local Wisconsin Ford dealers. I'm Bill Schmidt alongside Lance Allen. Badgers fall today to the Alabama Crimson Tide in Tuscaloosa, 38-14. And the Badgers did have a couple of bright spots here today. Well, you score 14. There's a deep shot to Jaden Ballard, which was a phenomenal 41-yard touchdown pass by Danny O'Neill. But the first time the Badgers got themselves on the board, it was Vinny Anthony the second. It was a hot start and a big response to start out the second half for the Badgers offense. Vinny Anthony takes a kickoff 95 yards to the house. And then to the house he goes and gets the conversation with Mike Heller. You do something that good, Lance Allen, you're going to have to talk to Mike Heller after the game. Vinny Anthony with Mike Heller standing by.
Vinny, let's talk about this one and what I'm going to start at the end. What's the message as you walk out of this stadium today and how you play it forward?
I think it's more of a mentality thing. It's a tough loss. I mean, nobody wants to accept a loss, but at the end of the day, it is what it is, and we got to go back, look at the film, and see what we did wrong, how we hurt ourselves, and it's not like anything that they did, but just look at ourselves and see what we did wrong and learn from that and build off that.
There are momentum inflection points in a game like this, and your defense gets them off the field on a fourth down, turnover on downs on their possession, and then you throw an interception on your first play out of it. Those moments and other moments throughout the day, it doesn't seem like it matters when you look at the scoreboard, but those individual plays do matter.
Oh, yeah, things like that, just like we talk about all the time, complimentary football, when a defense gets a stop, we obviously want to take advantage of their good and hopefully turn it into an offensive plus, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, that's just something we got to work on. I mean, it's part of the game, and we just got to build off that.
You're going to open a week from now in Big Ten play. So, I mean, and that's the start of a different season to open against Maryland. How do you learn from this, then flush it and start to get ready?
We go in tomorrow, look at it, see what we did wrong, see how we hurt ourselves, and obviously make those corrections as soon as possible. And then it's just like mentally you just got to flush it. I mean, you can't looking back at it and wishing, oh, I wish this would have happened. It doesn't do anybody any good. So just getting ready for the next opponent and focusing on that and understand that we have a whole season ahead of us. That's the biggest thing.
The beginning of the second half, they start with the ball and hit on a 75-yard touchdown screen pass on the very first play. walk me through what you see on the next play. You don't get many chances for kick returns. Most of the time, they're touchbacks. What did you see?
Well, they had the flag, so I knew it was going to be returned because it was pushed back. And we knew that going in, obviously. I mean, there was back 15 yards. And I just caught the ball, and I saw my blockers doing their job. And then, I mean, when I just hit the hole, and then I obviously couldn't have done it without them. And people blocking downfield, setting hard blocks, and getting people, I think, on the ground. I feel like there were people on the ground, too, and stuff like that. I mean, it just made my job easy, and I just saw green grass.
Let me finish on this. This is tough. Nobody likes to get beat like this. That's a great program on the other side. But you have a lot to play for. As a leader, what is your role? How do you make this happen in a positive direction starting tomorrow?
I think it's like what I said earlier. We just have to learn from it and understand why we did it wrong and obviously like what we did wrong. And hopefully you don't want to make the same mistake twice. And you really just got to keep everybody's mental in the right spot. Because, I mean, losses are hard. You don't want to let the team fall apart just because of, like, one loss. We still have a whole season ahead of us. And there's no reason to let this dictate the rest of the season.
Thank you, Vinny. Back to you.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Vinny. Anthony, Badgers fall today, 38-14, the final.
Give Heller props. I mean, I know we give him a lot of grief, Billy. Sorry to cut you off. But in those situations, it is tough. And obviously, Vinny Anthony, young man, you're not interviewing a high schooler, but you're also not interviewing a professional athlete in that sense of the NFL. So to ask respectful questions but also have a serious conversation, whatever, it's a balance, and Mike does an awesome job.
Yeah, and it's only one of those things, Lance, you've had those difficult conversations. You have to have a little bit of a relationship. You have to own it. And
ask the tough questions. You can go into areas that others can't if you have that mutual respect. And hey, you sometimes you're going to get a little bit of a pushback answer, but you got to be strong enough in your beliefs, but also do it in a respectful way. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think there's a good give and take there, and Mike does a good job of that.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It's all about being respectful, and sadly, the respect on the field was a little bit too much. 38-14, the final. I'll say one way, I didn't give enough respect coming into the game to Ty Simpson. Put some respect on that name after 24 of 29. 382 yards, 4 TDs, a couple of drops in there. One would have been a surefire touchdown for the young man.
Mike Bobo game. See, I'm so old, I go back to the Outback Bowl or, you know, the bowl game when he literally was almost perfect, Billy, when they had Edwards at running back. They had like a loaded team. Georgia had a loaded team, and literally Mike Bobo was like two incompletions away from having a perfect game against the Badgers. And Ty Simpson was almost like there were two clear drops.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
And for a team that put up a bunch of touchdowns through the air, and Ryan Williams, who had some video game like numbers, 5 grabs for 165 yards, 2 touchdowns, he dropped another one, would have been even more of an impressive day for the cover athlete of the NCAA video game. But it was a video game like passing attack here today. Badgers did slow down the run for what it's worth. If there is a little bit of solace in there, I thought the rebuilt defensive line fared well, just far too much through the air and far too much Ty Simpson here today as the tide rolled over the Badgers today, 38-14, the final in Tuscaloosa.
The Georgia team, by the way, mm-hmm. Mike Bobo, Edwards that blew his knee out on that
beach,
that 1998, and a guy by the name of Heinz Ward that wasn't too bad either, last I checked.
Oh, yeah, not a bad one. No doubt about it. There he is, Lance Allen.
That's how old I am. Robert Edwards, Heinz Ward, Mike Bobo was the Georgia team that, and the Badgers had Ron Dane, but yet Mike Bobo was almost perfect in that whole game.
Couldn't beat Bobo the Clown. The local Wisconsin Four Dealers postgame show continues in a moment. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Looking for seed that performs? FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans deliver top-tier performance, field-tested reliability, and trusted local FS expertise. Your local FS crop specialist is here from planting to harvest, helping you get the most out of every acre, every season. Seed that performs. Support that delivers. Ask your local FS crop specialist about FS Envision and FS High Soy, or visit fsc.com to learn more.
Hey, Badger fans, it's college football season, and SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of Hail Marys and walk-on heroes. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the action this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin football games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. Let's go, Badgers! SeatGeek.
It's game day in Wisconsin, and nothing says game day like a Clements brat or hot dog sizzling on the grill. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics, Clements brings you authentic, handcrafted flavor that's been a tradition for over 70 years. Whether you're tailgating outside Camp Randall or cheering from home, make every bite a winning play with Clements. Make it memorable with Clements brats and hot dogs. Pick up at your local store today.
No big deal, but you've been earning Kohl's Cash for 20 years. That's two decades of checkout wins. To celebrate, enter our month-long sweepstakes for a chance to win $200 in Kohl's Cash. Plus, save on fall faves during the customer appreciation event now. Yep, two decades of Kohl's Cash is a big deal. Shop Kohl's and brag accordingly. Coupon ends September 21st. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Sweepstakes end September 30th, 2025. No purchase necessary. 20 winners per day. Limit one prize per person for entire sweepstakes. See Kohl's.com for official rules and details.
Cardinal and White play here.
More fullback low for the Wisconsin Badgers, and the lead is back to 20.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. BCI Bath and Shower, interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers WFHR locally grown radio.
Welcome back to the postgame presented by the local Wisconsin Ford dealers. It's time to select the energizing performance of the game brought to you by Alliant Energy. And hard not to say the 95-yard touchdown by Vinny Anthony, who we heard from in our last segment with Mike Heller and Lance Allen. But when you're already down 28-0, it's difficult to be energizing a whole lot. I also thought maybe the most electric moment of the game, pardon the pun of it, was the initial shock of getting onto the field, right? Badgers get the football to start the game, get the first down. Looks like you're about to be into Alabama territory. Quickly get it nullified with an offensive pass interference, but then three plays later, Ty Simpson, Kalen DeBoer and company facing a 4th-and-2. Badgers get a big stop right there, turn the tide over in Alabama territory. And I'm not saying Patrick Beverly was jumping up on the scorer's table in Minneapolis celebrating a little bit too early, but we were feeling very, very good at that moment, having the football into Bama territory.
At that point, you thought maybe they could like match them blow
this
for blow.
This is the complicit nature
while,
here.
For a little while. I'm still, okay, Make me believe. But at that point of the game, I was like, man, they're kind of hanging around a little bit, and they're counterpunching, and they're doing a certain. But it's just self-inflicted mistakes, and we saw it unfortunately against two other opponents that now obviously are clearly inferior to Alabama. I think that goes without saying, but still,
yeah, I think we can get
away with
that. Yeah.
I think you can get away with that with certain opponents, but against an Alabama, you can't get away with that.
No doubt about it. That 4th-down stop, the Alliant Energy energizing performance brought to you by Alliant Energy, powering beyond for you. And it was an energizing feeling to have the football in Alabama territory, force the Tide to get a 3-and-out or a 4-and-out stop and make the decision. And I also thought, Lance, for the Badgers to be successful here today and flip the scoreboard, so to speak, they needed to get that Bryant Denny crowd at Saban Field a little bit frustrated and anxious. And I also thought that was a part of that first series where there were everybody in attendance early for the Alabama crowd, it felt like, was waiting to be proven right that their team is a legit title contender, because they're still trying to answer and react
to losing their first game to Florida State in somewhat surprising fashion.
How many times did you hear people, if you really paid attention, and we don't have a ton of Alabama fans in the area, we got a few, you know, and stuff like that, and people that love Bama because of their history. But Billy, if you paid any attention to it, it's hard to replace a legend. You want to be the guy who replaces the guy who replaced the guy, if you know what I mean. Like, those are big
shoes. You want to get a buffer in there.
Yeah, those are big shoes to fill. DeBoer is not maybe all that favored, let's put it that way, in Tuscaloosa. Like, people do not really, some people do not really care for him, the program, the direction, whatever you want to say. But today, yeah, they proved that they're still a force to be reckoned with. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, and at that point, the Badgers had a chance to make it an interesting moment, but then sadly, Danny O'Neill throws the ball into the waiting arms of the Alabama defense, and the tide was off and rolling from there. Riley Mullman was a part of that huddle. Continued to get back out onto the field and ultimately put a drive together and a touchdown drive into the fourth quarter. Riley Mullman, Badgers left tackle, standing by with Mike Eller in Tuscaloosa.
Riley, let's talk about being a leader and what faces a group of leaders that you have to take from today and play it forward in a positive way.
You know, you got to be honest. It wasn't a great game. I mean, we got dominated in a lot of phases of the game, most of the game. But, I mean, it's just there's so much room for improvement, you know, especially on the O-line and on the team. You know, we got a weird mix of experience and youth. So, you know, it's the experienced guys continue to play at a top level and get better, you know, each week, get better with your preparation, recovery, and bringing those young guys with you. So, you know, we got a unique mix of that. But, I mean, this isn't the end, you know.
Yeah.
Going into Big Ten play, it's going to be huge. Big bounce back game. It's going to have to take a couple days, watch the film, you know, do what you need to do, review, recover, get better. And then the mindset changes to the next team.
Riley, in a game like today, there's a script or a recipe that you have to have in order to beat a team of that caliber. And it just didn't happen, right? With penalties or turnovers at the wrong time, you have to play cleaner. Was that part of the message when you walk out of here today?
Yeah, I mean, that's been a little bit all season. Whenever we got some momentum going, it's a penalty, it's a sack, it's this, it's that. And, you know, I think that comes back to us not that that's a reason why we're not starting very fast and not finishing drives early on in the game. You know, I think we're able to compete with anyone. It's just a matter of execution, like consistent execution.
So one of the things Coach talked about, that this group is together, it's one game, but you have to make sure that you stay together, right? I mean, you are a family.
Yeah, I mean, you can't point fingers. You got to lift the guys who need help. And ultimately, I mean, this is the team we have. Nothing's changing for the next 10 or so games. So, I mean, we have to figure out what works and how to win games with this team. And I'm confident we will.
Last one for you. It's a new season now with Maryland coming in next week and Big Ten play beginning. What did you learn from the first three, and how do you flip that into what can benefit you with Maryland and then the rest of the Big Ten?
You know, we got to, you know, you learned a lot. You know, I think a lot of that execution stuff, you know, we really got to be dialed in. And that takes all 11 guys on the field at all times. And, you know, you got to consistently play good together. You know, I mean, the second half was a lot better, you could say. I mean, there was bad in it still, but you got to figure out how to do early. You know, it's like, I think it was a 0-0 game in the first half, and you know, we got the ball in the 50, and we threw an interception. It's things like that. It's not the interception piece. There's way more examples like that, you know. Whenever our defense gives us momentum, we got to ride that, and I feel like we're not quite doing that right now.
All right, Riley, appreciate it. Back to you guys.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Riley Mullman. Well said, and not surprising. Offensive linemen, left tackles are generally the smartest, most articulate, best-looking guys on the team. But when you're in that...
Did he play that position?
Right tackle, but that's neither here nor there.
You're not quite as good looking and quite as smart.
Well,
is that what you're saying?
I talked to Tausch. I think we actually might be funnier as make up for the good looking, maybe a tick less. But Riley Mullman played both. Listen, he can either side. Today, I thought he was right in this part of it, Lance. they put themselves behind the eight ball too many times.
Yeah.
And you can't sugarcoat it. You can't call it what it wasn't. That's a bad game. It's a frustrating game. It's not the result you plan on being, or the performance you plan on being able to put out in front of you. But it's not a debilitating one. It's not one that ends your season. And far from it. The season kind of starts next week. There is no preseason in college football. We talk about it a lot of times. When you put a game like this on your schedule, you do it for a reason. You do it to send a message to the fan base of, we expect to be playing big time college football.
Mm-hmm.
You hope that you are in a position with your program, with your recruiting classes, with the number of years that you've stacked up in the player development, that you're in that conversation when ready and when this game is on your schedule. The Badgers clearly weren't here today. However, it doesn't mean you cannot get there and get back to it, but you have to be able to play more complimentary, and you just have to be able to play your best game. And they didn't allow themselves to have a chance there because they didn't bring their best game.
This is usually where we break down the statistics. And I know sometimes statistics are for liars and you can manipulate it however you want. But the thing is, Billy, total yards 454 to 209. And the one criticism I can have of the team so far this year is they really haven't established the run all that well. Now, sure, some of that is because Jake Renfro should be applauded for trying to go today, because I don't know him that well.
Incredible effort by that young man.
Yes. Yeah. Like it was touch and go if he was going to go. He said, I want to go. They cleared him. Obviously he got hurt really early, you know, it clearly wasn't probably 100%, whatever. So you've had some offensive line shuffling, but I think, you know, you had Dupree had the most carries, seven for 26. Dylan Jones, five for 25. Iacomelli, five for 21.